Korean War, Australia in the Giant's Playground. Written by Cameron Forbes and read by Richard Aspel. Hill 199, apparently a patrol outpost, was secured in a brisk action with few casualties. Three men wounded, including a New Zealand gunner, while five enemy were killed, 10 wounded and one taken prisoner. The views towards Madiang San and Little Gibraltar were magnificent, and so was the field of fire for the machine gunners and for the three centurions of the 8th Hussars, which had ploughed their way through dense vegetation and clawed up rocky slopes. The borderers had their support. They needed it and more. Their attack path was under withering fire from two 220-metre hills to the northeast of Little Gibraltar. At midday, the borderers had to withdraw. They regrouped, tried again, but by nightfall had only established themselves on the lower slopes. The two hills had to be cleared. Hassett gave the job to C Company, under the command of Major Jack Girk. Hughes was raw. Girk had fought with the 2nd 16th Battalion in Desert Sands, on the Kokoda Trail, and in Borneo. He had commanded HQ Company at Kapiong. Next morning, October the 4th, Girk looked across through the fog and mist that filled the valleys to the high peak of Little Gibraltar and the tops of the two hills. He sent his lead platoon up the steepest face of the first. They surged out of the mist, catching the Chinese in their trenches and deep bunkers, 7th Platoon Bren Gunner Private Jimmy Burnett cutting down defenders. Private Jim McFadgen, Girk's signaller, later wrote about the attack. The terrain was extremely rocky and covered in typical Korean stunted trees. The enemy reacted violently with mortar fire. 7th Platoon's reserve section was hit badly. I passed Albie Hart, 7th Platoon Sergeant, wounded and holding onto a tree for support. The CSM, Arthur Stanley, steady, urged us on. Where's the Major? Must keep up with him, he's like a bloody mountain goat. The mortar and small arms fire increased. The ridgeline at last. The Major wanted two of my grenades, we got them, and then he raced to a rocky outcrop and flushed out three or four enemy, then was back and wanted more grenades. Gave him one. Does he think I'm a bloody mobile AP? A mortar sat me on my backside. I checked the radio. It had a hole or two in it, but still worked. The enemy's cracked. He's had more than enough. Those that could retreated rapidly.